the waist, throws back in, and that is out. Number one keeps the runner on first base. Brings up Noah Malone to the plate with a man on first and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Still a 3-1 lead for the Woodchucks, and Spencer hoping to get through four here. His pitch count is getting up there. That was his 68th pitch of the game, and it brings it back to the top of the order. So this is his third time through the order. He'll be taking on the right-handed hitting Noah Malone. Righty-lefty matchup between Malone and Spencer with the runner on first. And first pitch is in there for strike number one, 0-1 the count. Malone is 0-1 this game. Struck out swinging back in the second. And he also walked back in the first. 0-1 the count. And the pitch coming home. This one is sent high in the air out towards center field, but slowing down now, Lindsey. He will make the catch and throw it back in. And once again, a flyout that leaves the runner at first. Brings up Christian Smith-Johnson to the plate with a man on first and two outs in the bottom of the fourth. SJ, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup between SJ and Spencer. Spencer taking his time. Runner taking off from first. Pitch is low for a ball. No throw down, and it's a 1-0 count and a stolen base for Zach Knowlton. So Knowlton shows off the speed, and they continue to steal bases. Zach Knowlton had stolen one yesterday, though he did get caught once as well, as the second pitch to SJ misses for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Zach Knowlton in the game yesterday, he stole second and then tried to steal third that same time, but he got caught taken off for third. We'll see if he attempts so here. 2-0 count. On the inside edge, called for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. And Smith-Johnson already 1-1 on the game. He was hit by a pitch his last time up, eventually came around to score. 2-1 count, grounded foul down the third baseline toward the Woodchucks dugout. So now a 2-2 count. And before the hit by pitch, Smith-Johnson singled back in the first. He's already scored two runs this game, has two stolen bases, but is still looking for that RBI. A single to the outfield could send home Knowlton. Runner taking off from third. It's high for a ball and a stolen base yet again for Knowlton. This time he's not caught stealing third. And another stolen base for the Woodchucks, as that is now their seventh stolen base of the game. 3-2 the count to Smith-Johnson. Runner on third. It's a fly ball foul down the right field line and out of play. Still 3-2 the count. Smith-Johnson fighting to stay alive. This will be his seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. Dylan Schlotterbeck stands on deck, and that is a dangerous hitter that you really don't want to face with runners on the corners. 3-2 the count, laced over to short, picked up off of a slide by Bermudez. Throw to first, it's a little slow, but just in time. Oh, man, cautious on the throw, and it paid off from Christian Bermudez. Beautiful play from him at shortstop. It goes 6-3 to finish off the fourth. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the fifth. It's 3-1 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The 8, 9, and 1 batters in the Rafters batting order are due up in the top of the fifth inning. The Rafters trail the Woodchucks 3-1 in a game that represents the potential clinching game for the Wausau Woodchucks in front of their home fans. The Rafters looking to play spoiler, and Mike Monum will lead off the fifth inning with a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Tyler Frederick back to work on the mound. He's thrown just 32 pitches through the first four innings entering this one. 0-1 count is on the inside edge, called for strike two. Now an 0-2 count, Monum 1-for-1 on the game. He had an RBI single back in the second. That the only run the Rafters have scored. 0-2 count. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And another K for Tyler Frederick. That's his second strikeout of the game. And it brings up Seth Spencer to the plate with one out. And the base is empty in the top of the fifth. Still 3-1, the Woodchucks lead, and Spencer, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Frederick as this one is grounded to the right side of the infield, and that gets on through into right field. Another hit for the Rafters pitcher as Seth Spencer continues to show off the batting ability. Brings us back to the top of the card for River Lindsay. As the Rafters see back-to-back lefties once again, and these two guys were really the biggest producers at the plate yesterday. The left-handed hitter certainly did some damage against Grant Parson, but the right-hander certainly struggled. River Lindsay, though, was one of those two left-handers along with Seth Spencer. He gets inside the hands and a fly out toward the left center, left side of the infield, and picked up by the third baseman as Schlotterbacks brings it into his glove for out number two. So two away and a runner on first base. Still a two-run lead for the Woodchucks, but Christian Bermudez stepping into the batter's box. He still represents the tying run for the Rafters. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Bermudez has not hit a home run for the Rafters. He's only been here a few games. But the right-handed hitting shortstop had been red hot entering last night's game. Although yesterday didn't go his way, going 0-for-4 as the pitch there is called for strike number two. 0-2 the count. He struck out three times in the game yesterday after previously having hits in his last two. 0-2 the count coming home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And another pitch count efficient inning from Tyler Frederick. Just 40 pitches through five innings pitched, and he's allowed just one run. That fifth inning, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 3-1 the lead for the Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We're halfway there in the Raptors season finale. The bottom of the fifth inning comes your way here on WFHR as Seth Spencer is back out to work for his fifth inning of action, and he'll take on the 3, 4, and 5 batters in the lineup for the Woodchucks. That's Dylan Schlotterbeck, Max Solis, and Braden Mazzucano. Schlotterbeck stepping into the batter's box. The right-hander will take on the lefty on the mound, as Schlotterbeck hopes to keep the offense moving for the Woodchucks, as the first pitch to him is in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And I mentioned it earlier how the first inning has been the roughest for Spencer this season, and he certainly showed that, getting stronger as the game goes on, as the 0-1 count is fouled off. 0-2 the count. In the first inning, Spencer allowed 2 runs to the Woodchucks. However, since that point, he's totaled 3 innings pitched and allowed just 1 run. That's why it's a 3-1 lead for the Woodchucks, as the fastball misses in. 1-2 the count. Spencer has been a key reason for why this game is still close. Just a 2-run lead for the Woodchucks. 1-2 the count. Spencer brings the leg up. Breaking ball is high for ball number 2. A 2-2 count. And Madison Mallards fans are tuned into this one because the Mallards need the Raptors to win in order for a chance to make the playoffs. 2-2 the count. This one hit out toward left center field. That gets on down for a hit in front of Monum. He's not able to field it. It's back to the wall and now thrown in from Lindsay. But Schlotterbeck will end up on second off of the error from Mike Monum. So a single for Schlotterbeck and an E7 as he ends up on second base. Brings up Max Solis to the plate with a runner on second and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And still a 3-1 lead for the Woodchucks. They are trying to extend that as the first pitch to Solis is in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And this game, having previously been delayed by an hour on the start time, originally was supposed to start at 3:05, but didn't until 4:05, as the 0-1 count misses high. Now a 1-1 count. And with that, you'd think that this game had started at the normal time based on where we're at, as this one hit to the left side of the infield, sneaks on through into left. Monum running up on it, and he'll just throw it in to keep the runners on the corners. Back-to-back singles for Wausau, has Solis on first and Schlotterbeck on third. And it brings up Braden Mazzucano to the plate with runners on the corners and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Seth Spencer is going to have to come up clutch here. Working with a runner just 90 feet away, first pitch is high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And really, you'd love to get a strikeout or a pop-up here and then see if you can induce the double play on the next one. 1-0 count coming home, and that pitch in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count. With how good the Woodchucks pitching staff is, you know it's going to be difficult to score runs. 1-1 the count, and the breaking ball in there for strike two. 1-2 the count. And so you have got to make sure that you are limiting as many runs as possible. And with a runner on third, you have got to play it. 1-2 the count, fouled off by Mazzucano. Able to stay alive out there. And Spencer trying to get the strikeout pitch here. Runner on first is Solis. On third is Schlotterbeck. And Schlotterbeck speedy enough, he'd certainly be able to score on a fly ball. And before that, a quick step out here as there was a wild ball that had somehow ended up behind home plate and so has to be tossed back to the side. One and two the count. Spencer looking to fire home. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike number three. What a huge strikeout for Seth Spencer. It brings up Dom Rodriguez to the plate, but before that, Ziggy, Tom Zaglowski, the Rafters manager, will chat with Spencer. Spencer now up to 90 pitches, and with that, a temperature check on him to see if he's still good to go. Tyler Pacetti, scheduled to be the next pitcher to come in, as he was originally supposed to start the game for the Rafters. But Seth Spencer will remain in the game. Spencer's been great today at keeping runners from scoring. He's worked with plenty of traffic on, and he'll hope to do the same here. He's got runners on the corners and one out in the bottom of the fifth. Got to keep him from scoring. It's a 3-1 lead for the Woodchucks. And at the plate, the right-handed hitting Dom Rodriguez. Righty-lefty matchup between him and Spencer. First pitch, runner taking off from first, throw on down to second. It's going to get him caught. Now the throw back home, and the tag, it's in time! Got him at the plate! Oh, what a play! It goes 2-6-2! Look at that! What a play on that one! As they got him at the plate! Huge awareness from the Rafters' defense. Although Max Solis does end up on second base, that was incredible. The Rafters have been waiting to show that off all year long as the 0-1 count misses inside for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. The Rafters have been rung up on plays like that defensively all year long, where that runner will come home and score, and finally making the change here in a key situation. A swing and a miss makes it 1-2. As now Spencer will try and work out of this inning. He needs just one more big pitch here. As he's got a runner on second and two away. 1-2 count, it's upstairs for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Josh Arquette is on deck if it gets there, but Spencer needs just one out to get out of this frame. Still 3-1, the Woodchucks lead. Spencer looking to fire home. The pitch fouled back. It remains 2-2 the count. And Rodriguez 0-1 today. He did walk his last time up. Seth Spencer up to 95 pitches. Those 95 pitches are nearing a Rafters season high. 97 were thrown by Tristan Krusenberry just a little bit ago. 2-2 the count coming home. It's inside for ball number three and a 3-2 count. So Spencer will match that on a game where he was supposed to come out of the bullpen for initially. He is now going to throw nearly 100 pitches. 3-2 the count. On the way home, crushed out toward left field. And this one is way out of here. A two-run shot from Dom Rodriguez puts the Woodchucks up 4 in the bottom of the fifth. Dom Rodriguez, his 7th homer of the year, and it's a big one. Oh, man, what a monster shot for the right-hander, and that makes this a 4-run game, and what a huge shift in momentum. And with that, Spencer will come out of the game. Was such a good start from Spencer, but the last one did not go his way. And so he comes out after allowing the 5th run of the night. So with that, we're going to go ahead and step aside. And when we come back, a new pitcher, Tyler Pacetti, comes into the game when we return on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits. deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 PM.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Tyler Pacetti comes into the game for Wisconsin Rapids and looks to take over for Seth Spencer, hoping to return to what he was able to do the previous three innings and seemed like nearly was going to get out of that jam, but couldn't quite, as on a 3-2 count, Dom Rodriguez sent a two-run shot way over that left field wall. That made it 5-1 Woodchucks, where we currently sit in the bottom of the fifth. There are two outs and the base is empty, and the first pitch from Pacetti is in there for strike number one to Josh Arquette. Arquette, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Pacetti. 0-1 count on the way home, swing and a miss for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and going from a lefty back to a righty, Pacetti was initially supposed to be the starter for the game and a 4.76 ERA across his previous eight games, as the pitch here misses in the turf and bounces up off the chest plate of Maud for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Spencer does not come out of the game, however. He's still the DH for the Raptors, but he is done pitching as the 1-2 count coming home. Gets a check swing. Did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike number three, and that ends the fifth inning with the first strikeout of the game for Tyler Pacetti. In the fifth, though, two runs come across for the Woodchucks on the three hits. There was one error, and the Woodchucks left nobody on base. We go to the sixth. It's 5-1 Wausau on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Tyler Frederick will return to the mound for the Woodchucks here in the top of the sixth inning. As Frederick comes out, he will take on Jake Beauchesne, Landon Gaz, and Hiroto Kobayashi, due up in the top of the sixth. It is 5-1 Woodchucks, and the first pitch to Beauchesne is hit high in the air out towards center field. On the run, Backsmith Johnson at the warning track will make the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the sixth inning, and the Rafters are swinging early in the counts. Brings Landon Gaz up to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the top of the sixth. Tyler Frederick has thrown 41 pitches, and he's through 5 1/3 innings. My goodness. Who knows how deep into this game he's going to go as the first pitch on the way is called outside for ball number one, 1-0 the count, and that the first ball thrown since the fourth inning by Tyler Frederick. Did not throw a ball in the fifth inning. He threw just one in the third inning as well, as the pitch on the way here is called for a strike, a 1-1 count. In the fourth inning, he threw three balls. In the third inning, threw one ball. In the second inning, he threw one ball. Also a hit by pitch, though, so two balls. 1-1 count is hit high in the air out toward right field. Underneath it is the right fielder Malone, and he will make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the sixth inning, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the sixth. Man, Tyler Frederick, I mean, he just continues to show off with the efficient pitch counts. Kobayashi now, the right-handed hitting right fielder, righty-righty matchup between him and Frederick, and the first pitch outside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. The most balls in an inning that Frederick has thrown is three, and he did that back in the fourth inning. 1-0 count, misses for ball number two, and now he's tied that with a 2-0 count. And Tyler Frederick hoping to continue to go into this game. 2-1 count is grounded foul down the third base line. Now a 2-1 count. Kobayashi 0-1 in the game. Flew out to left field his last time up. And before that, he was hit by a pitch. The longest plate appearance this game was four pitches against Frederick. 2-1 count down the middle for strike number two, a 2-2 count. That four-pitch plate appearance was backed by Kobayashi in the fourth, but now he will see the longest plate appearance of the game for the Rafters. Fifth pitch on the way. 2-2 count, breaking ball, crushed down the left field line, but foul. And, oh, man, he was looking for home run number two on the year with that one. Not quite able to straighten it out, though. That one was definitely his hardest hit ball of the year, but not able to straighten it. 2-2 count, swing and a miss for strike number three, and that is another strikeout in the game for Tyler Frederick. Four strikeouts in the game for Tyler Frederick. He has gone through six innings on just 50 pitches. Here in the sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-1 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Tyler Pichetti hoping to pick up where he left off, which was with a strikeout back to end the fifth inning. It's a 5-1 Woodchucks lead as we hit the bottom of the sixth. Wausau will be sending up their 8, 9, and 1 batters due up in the sixth. That's Zach Knowlton, Jake Berkland, and Noah Malone. So Knowlton stepping into the batter's box, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Pichetti. And the first pitch from Pichetti is just a bit inside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Knowlton up for the third time this game. He is 1-for-2 so far after singling his last time up and striking out the first time. 1-0 count is crushed foul, and now a 1-1 count as it was lined over to the dugout of the Woodchucks. That one looks like it hit the third base camera. Watch out over there. 1-1 the count. And now the pitch from Pichetti on home. This one hit out towards center field. That will get down for a hit in front of Lindsay. He'll pick it up and throw it back in to keep the runner on first. It's a leadoff single from Zach Knowlton as it brings up Jake Berkland to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Still a four-run lead for the Woodchucks. And with Tyler Pichetti coming into the game, I did a little bit of a scouting report on him earlier today, expecting him to be the starter. Runner on first, and the first pitch on the way to Berkland gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. And one of the things that I found has been Pichetti out of the bullpen. He has actually been really good out of the bullpen. In his 6 relief appearances, he's got a 2.76 ERA. It's been the starts that have brought his ERA up. 0-1 count. This one's hit out towards center field. And on the run, Lindsay now slowing down. He'll make the catch, throw it back in. And that's a flyout for the first of the sixth inning. Brings up Noah Malone with one away and one on. Still 5-1, the Woodchucks lead. And Noah Malone, the right-handed hitting right fielder, 0-for-2 on the game so far, still searching for that first hit as he's had so many hits against the Rafters this year, looking to finish the year with at least one more. Here in the sixth inning, it's not a surefire thing that he'll get another plate appearance, although likely that he will. You start to get to final plate appearances really in the seventh and eighth innings as Malone will have the pitch miss over his back but hit off of his bat for a foul ball. 0-1 the count. That is an unlucky foul from Noah Malone. So it brings an 0-1 count now to Malone, who has just not had the game go his way. Flew out to center field his last time up and struck out swinging in the second, although he did walk in his first plate appearance. 0-1 count and a check swing misses low and away for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Zach Knowlton, who stands on first base, surprised he hasn't tried taking off yet. He stole second and third back in the first inning. Fourth inning, sorry. 1-1 the count, and pitch coming home misses inside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count, and Noah Malone looking to continue his ascension against the Rafters. 6 home runs against Wisconsin Rapids this year, and one of them coming last night when he went 2-for-2 from the plate as he grounds one foul here. Now 2-2 the count. Went 2-for-2 from the plate yesterday with 2 walks, a hit by pitch, and a sacrifice fly. Also, of course, had the home run late in the game. Now has a 2-2 count here after starting the game 0-for-2. Christian Smith-Johnson on deck, and with Knowlton on first, he's a difficult guy to double up. Although it is in order if the ground ball can be placed right at one of the Rafters defenders. 2-2 the count, and Pichetti, another pickoff move back to first, checks on Knowlton, and once again, he's back in plenty of time, so still a 2-2 count, and Noah Malone not seeing this next pitch just yet, and Pichetti hoping to get through a scoreless inning. Runner on first taking his time, now going. The pitch is inside, throw on down to second, and the swim move. He avoided the tag. What a play on the stolen base by Zach Knowlton. The throw was a great one by Lachlan Maud. But the tag not applied in time, as it was a beautiful swim move from Zach Knowlton, who bring it to a 3-2 count now for Noah Malone with a man on second and only one out. Double play no longer in order. 3-2 is grounded once again foul toward the on-deck circle, and it remains 3-2 the count. Tyler Pacetti taking over for Seth Spencer after Spencer's final line. He went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 5 runs, 4 were earned on 5 hits, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts, 1 hit batter on 24 batters faced, and he threw 97 pitches. 3-2 the count, Pacetti firing home, and it misses inside and hits off of Malone for a hit by pitch. And would have been a walk either way, regardless of it hitting him. And with that, the Woodchucks will bring up Christian Smith-Johnson with runners on first and second and one out in the bottom of the sixth. And Smith-Johnson, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Pacetti. The Woodchucks trying to add some more insurance to their already four-run lead. Pacetti looking back to third base, now fires home, and it's a grounder to third, but foul past the glove of Bryant and into left field. 0-1 the count. Christian Smith-Johnson, 1-for-2 in the game his last time up, grounded out 6-3 back in the fourth inning. Before that, it was a hit by pitch and a single. So CSJ and the Woodchucks trying to keep adding to the lead, and a breaking ball drops in there for strike number 2. 0-2 the count, and working ahead on SJ. However, he is a guy that can certainly get on base on his 2-strike count. Done so plenty of times this year. 0-2 the count. Pitch coming home. Breaking ball hit high in the air out towards shallow right center field. Running up on it, Kobayashi calls it off, makes the play, and throws it back in to keep the runners put. Big time out for the Rafters, and it brings up Dylan Schlatter back to the plate with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. A 5-1 lead for the Woodchucks as they try and clinch a playoff appearance. They will look to knock out the Madison Mallards with a win today. First pitch on the way home, misses outside for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And Madison and Wausau have been battling all year long, jockeying for positioning as Green Bay won the first half crown, but it was a tightly contested subdivision. Here in the second half, it's been all Madison and Wausau. 1-0 the count, and the pitch misses away for ball number 2, a 2-0 count. And Dylan Schlatterback, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Pacetti. Schlatterback has been here through it all for the Woodchucks. 2-0 count, and Pacetti looking back to second. Pitch coming in, and it misses inside for ball 3. 3-0 the count. Schlatterback saw it back at the beginning of the season when Christian Smith-Johnson was battling with Noah Ruiz for that first half RBI crown. Ruiz, of course, just a first half contract for the Rafters, and so that race was over, although Smith-Johnson missed some time as well as this pitch misses outside. Ball number 4, and Pacetti not able to take care of the third out of the inning just yet, and so it loads the bases in the bottom of the sixth. Dylan Schlatterback on first, Noah Malone on second, and Zach Knowlton now on third. It brings up Max Solis to the plate with everyone on a bag and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Already a four-run lead for the Woodchucks, but a big hit here could put it out of reach for the Rafters. Check swing on a pitch that misses low and away. Ball number 1, 1-0 the count. Solis, right-handed hitting catcher, righty-righty matchup between him and Pacetti. 1-0 the count, and the fans Getting loud here at Athletic Park as the 1-0 count is fouled off down the first base line and rolls back fair. Solis stayed at the plate, and man, what an unlucky play for Max Solis as it goes 2-3 on the putout, and that does it for the sixth inning. What an incredible way to end it as Tyler Pacetti allows no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there were three woodchucks left on base. We go to the seventh. It's 5-1, the lead for Wausau here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
The Raptors are back at the plate and need to do some damage. It's getting late. It's the top of the seventh, and Wisconsin Rapids trails 5-1 against the Wausau Woodchucks here at Athletic Park. The Raptors season finale, trying to end it on a high note, and Peyton Bryant is back out there to face Tyler Frederick as the first pitch, a breaking ball in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Tyler Frederick, four strikeouts through six innings, but he's thrown just 50 pitches so far as a ground ball goes foul down the third baseline. Now 0-2 the count, and so Frederick, man, he averages something like 8.5 pitches an inning. 0-2 the count. And now leaning back, the pitch coming home. It is low and away for ball number one. 1-2 the count. And this another longer plate appearance for the Raptors. They've been swinging early in counts and now changing it as of late. 1-2 count, grounded foul down the third base line and not quite barehanded by the Raptors third base coach Manny Silva. Still foul, and a 1-2 count remains for Peyton Bryant. Interested to see how deep into this game Tyler Frederick will go. 1-2 the count, and the pitch to Bryant. This one's hit well out toward left center field. Going back to the warning track, Smith Johnson will catch it going into the wall. A well-struck ball from Peyton Bryant, but not able to escape the grasp of Christian Smith Johnson. Out number one, and it brings up Lachlan Maude to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the top of the seventh. Maude, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Frederick. Frederick looking home, he's got ball and glove, brings it in, and the first pitch called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and so few balls thrown in this game by Tyler Frederick, and that has been his bread and butter, as the first pitch here was a strike. The second one on the way home, ball number one, 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way to Maude, and that one again misses for a ball, 2-1 the count. Frederick threw just five balls through the first three innings. And the 2-1 count. Grounded over toward first and just foul bouncing over the bag. And now a 2-2 count and another longer plate appearance for the Rafters. And it's due to a little bit of inaccuracy from Tyler Frederick for really the first time this game. He's throwing a few more balls in this one than he normally does. He has thrown just 3 balls in an inning. That's the most, as a breaking ball misses low, and now a 3-2 count to Maud. He's thrown 4 balls in the 7th inning, which is a new inning high this game. He has been strike, strike, strike. 3-2 count, swing and a miss. Strike number 3, and that is his 5th K of the game. It brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with the bases empty and 2 away in the top of the 7th. Tyler Frederick already a quality start, and he's looking to see how long he can go. Maybe eyeing a complete game with the way that this has gone, as Mike Monahan steps in and he sends a fly ball out toward left field. On the run now, Mazzucano slowing down. He'll make the catch, and that is out number 3. Another 3-up, 3-down inning for Tyler Frederick. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. A 7-inning performance from Tyler Frederick. He might come back out for the 8th. Who knows? We'll have to see what Wausau does on offense when we come back next in the bottom of the 7th. Here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Tyler Pacetti back out to work for the Rafters after a somehow shutout 6th inning. He left them loaded thanks to an odd ground out to finish it off. It was one that started a mile in foul territory but had so much spin on the ball it rolled back fair. And so Lees was turned around. He thought for sure it was foul. He was ready for another at-bat, but it rolled back fair, and they threw him out at first. So that ended the 6th inning. Now in the 7th, the Woodchucks are going to be sending up their 5-6-7 batters. That's Braden Mazzucano, Dom Rodriguez, and Josh Arquette due up against Pacetti. First pitch to Mazzucano, misses outside for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And the Woodchucks up 5-1 on the Rafters. It's been a lot closer than yesterday's game, one that the Rafters are fighting in for sure. 1-0 count outside, now 2-0 the count. Just a 4-run game here, and the Rafters' offense has been stifled by Tyler Frederick this game. 2-0 count coming home. It's outside for ball 3, 3-0 the count, and Pacetti struggling with location again. He struggled a little bit last inning. He walked one batter and also hit another with a pitch after getting the count to 3-2. 3-0 count outside and another 4-pitch walk here. It's his second walk of the game, and the leadoff batters just keep reaching for the Woodchucks. Their leadoff man has reached in all 7 innings. And Braden Mazzucano will step on to first as it brings up Dom Rodriguez to the plate. with nobody out and a man on first in the bottom of the seventh. 5-1 Woodchucks. The right-handed hitting first baseman Dom Rodriguez at the plate. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Rodriguez 1-for-2 on the game. His one hit was his last time up when he sent that two-run shot a mile over the left field wall. 0-1 count, breaking ball low and away for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and that the last time that Seth Spencer would take the mound this season as a pickoff move back to first base. Checks in on Braden Mazzucano, and I believe as well that he is out of eligibility after this year. I could be wrong on that. College eligibility is such a weird thing nowadays with the different rulings they have. 1-1 count, grounded to the third base side of things. Throw over to second is in time. Back to first, and it is grounded and goes all the way to the wall. So they get the 5-4 put out, but Beauchesne's throw back to first was not in time for the double play, so simply goes as a fielder's choice. Dom Rodriguez on first, Braden Mazzucano out at second. Brings up Josh Arquette with one on and one away in the bottom of the seventh. Still a four-run lead for the Woodchucks, and Josh Arquette, the right-handed hitting second baseman, righty-righty matchup between him and Pichetti. Pichetti looking home and brings the leg up, fires. Breaking ball is in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Arquette is 0-2 tonight, having struck out his previous two plate appearances, but he did walk back in the second inning. 0-1 the count coming home, and this one inside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Arquette trying to get back on track here. The right-hander facing another righty, and so works in favor of the Rafters. 1-1 count, misses inside, and he has to jump out of the way to avoid getting hit by that one. So a 2-1 count. Arquette yesterday, he had himself quite the night. 3-for-5 from the plate. He reached on an error and a walk as well. 2-1 count, breaking ball laced over toward left field, but in foul territory, and it will get out of here as that one was sure to be an extra base hit if it stayed fair, but instead it's a 2-2 count. Dom Rodriguez going back to first base slowly after he was taken off for second, ready to roll there, but a 2-2 count, and Arquette will do it again. Double play to end the inning in order, but a grounder goes over to left, and it will put runners on first and second. First hit of the inning for the Woodchucks as Josh Arquette is on first and Dom Rodriguez is on second. Brings up Zach Knowlton to the plate with just one out and a 5-1 Woodchucks lead. Knowlton, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Pichetti. Pichetti, ball in glove, he brings it home, and it's a pop-up toward the left side of the infield, slightly toward the outfield, and it will be caught by Bermudez for out number two. Brings up Jake Berkland to the plate with runners on first and second, but now two outs in the bottom of the seventh. The Rafters trying to stay in this one for a chance to come back, wanting to end their season on a high note in the finale of the year. First pitch to Berkland is outside for ball number one, and Jake Berkland really struggling today. He is 0-for-3, although all of his outs have been fly balls to the outfield, one to left, one to center, and one to right, going everywhere, so we'll see what he does now. 1-0 the count, and Pichetti looks back to second, now fires home, and this one laced out for the left side of the infield, gets on through into left, throw coming in from Monum, and it will keep the bases loaded. Second hit of the inning for the Woodchucks, and they continue to find ways to get runners aboard, but they've got to figure out how to send them home here. It brings up the top of the order as Noah Malone steps into the batter's box with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Malone, the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Pichetti, and already a four-run lead for the Woodchucks. They'd love for some more insurance. As the first pitch to Malone misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And you feel confident about Tyler Frederick, but you also feel confident about the bullpen. Wausau has all of their arms basically available as this one is grounded over toward short. Picked up by Bermudez. Long throw to first and just in time again. 6-3 on the putout. That takes care of Noah Malone and barely working out of that jam again. Tyler Pichetti able to do so in the seventh. No runs on two hits. There were no errors, and there were three left on base. We go to the eighth. It's 5-1 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Only so many more chances for the Rafters offense, and once again they will take on Tyler Frederick, who at this point in time might be eyeing down a complete game. The right-hander has gone through seven innings, throwing just 62 pitches, and he's back out here for the top of the eighth. It'll be the 9-1 and 2 batters in the Rafters batting order due up in the eighth. That's Seth Spencer, River Lindsay, and Christian Bermudez. Spencer at the plate. First pitch, a breaking ball in there on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Spencer, the left-handed hitting DH, he is the last batter to have reached against Frederick as the 0-1 count misses outside. And that might have been the biggest miss of the game we've seen from Frederick, and it was still caught behind the plate by Max Solis. This pitch is lined foul down the left field line, and now a 1-2 count, and Tyler Frederick, through his seven innings pitched, he has five strikeouts. He's allowed just one run on four hits and no walks. 1-2 the count, and misses low for ball number two, a 2-2 count, and four balls is the most that he's thrown in any individual inning. That was last inning when he offered four. 2-2 the count to Spencer, outside for ball three, and already showing off a little more inaccuracy here, and he's got to stay in it in order to stay in the game. As soon as he shows really signs of not being as dominant, good chance he's pulled, and that one inside for ball number four, so we'll see if he stays out here, but still at a very low pitch count, just 67 pitches. And Wausau, hoping to save pitchers for the playoffs, they might be willing to keep him out here a little bit longer. But, of course, they have to make the playoffs first. The Rafters trail by just four here, so it's still a possibility for the Rafters to make a comeback, although not likely based on the numbers this season, as the first pitch to River Lindsay is inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And the first walk of the game for the Rafters came to Seth Spencer. He reached for his second time today, again one of the Rafters' best hitters. 1-0 count. It is outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. River Lindsay, the left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Frederick. And Frederick, all of a sudden, not as accurate. And the 2-0 count in there for strike number one. That's what he needed to show off. River Lindsay, 0-for-3 this game. He flew out to the third baseman back in the fifth inning, his last time up. Grounded out in the third, and he also grounded out in the first. 2-1 count, and Spencer on first base. He doesn't go, and the pitch inside and high for ball number three. 3-1 the count. The Rafters trailing by 4 here. They are 0-38 when they trail at the end of the seventh inning. They have not made an eighth inning or later comeback, as this one is a fly ball out towards shallow right field, and it won't be caught. It lands in between the second baseman and right fielder, and a single for the Rafters. Back-to-back base runners for the first time since the second inning. And with that, they will make the call to the bullpen, and the Rafters are showing signs of life late. Trying to make the improbable comeback, and they are cooking. They bring the tying runner on deck and trying to keep the offense moving. That will do it for Tyler Frederick. What a performance from him. A quality start as he ends the game going 7 innings pitched. And he threw just 73 pitches, even here, including the eighth inning. So with that, we're going to go ahead and step aside. When we come back, it's a return of the eighth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block